Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic. The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
Andy and Steve joining us right now, getting ready to take over the KSL airwaves for the movie show. So excited. Okay, this big movie, the movie of the week is Challengers.
What are you going to do now?
Unfortunately, my only skill in life is hitting a ball with a racket.
I want you to be my coach.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
All right. If you noticed, did you recognize the voice?
Zendaya.
She's all over the place. She's in everything. She's so hot right now.
She is.
Steve, Andy, Challengers. This is the big movie of the week?
Yes, and it is challenging. Well, it was challenging for me, and I'll tell you more about it in the movie show. Just, what do you do when you're not when you don't like any of the characters?
Okay.
Not the acting, not the thing, but what if don't like any of the people in the movie, and so then you're just like, I don't care what happens to you.
Well, that makes 2 hours and 15 minutes a little longer, doesn't it?
It sure does. But it got us thinking, Dave, is what are some great movie love triangles? Because, like you said before the break, you can't have a love square. Where's the drama in that?
Yeah, if I knew we were going to do geometry this
morning. If you go any more than a square, then it gets into a whole different equation that becomes problematic. But when you got three people and only two of them can get together, somebody's going to get left out.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm going to throw a few out there. I'm going to give you a few examples, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Can I put some parameters on this when we're talking about love triangles?
It's your show, Dave, so absolutely.
You got 6 minutes.
I have some very strong feelings about romance, rom-coms, love triangles. Number one, we have to have some rules. Can I put some rules in place?
Give us some rules.
Okay, and you... I wrote this before I even heard you talk about how much you hated those characters. But okay. I think the key to a love triangle is you have to love all the characters.
Yeah.
Like, you can't cheat by liking two of the characters and the third one's the villain. It's why...
No, you can. That's why they call it shipping, Dave. Do you not know the term shipping?
No, Andy, you can't... Like, Titanic is not a love triangle. Rose and Jack were meant, everyone knows. Like, Billy Zane... does not play into this on any level. You have to like all three and then genuinely have to choose one of the better ones.
Well, but that's the other thing too. So this is the fine line that directors, I believe, and the writers have to walk, because you can't make the third character who's not going to end up, because it's either two guys and a girl or two girls and a guy. So somebody's going to be the odd person out. So you have to decide. I think it's easier and cheaper if you do the Billy Zane thing where you just make him so unlikable that you're like, I don't care what happens to you as long as you don't end up with him. It's when you have to be careful to not make the third person so likable that the audience now actually is more worried about what happens to them than the two people who get together.
Yeah, I think that's true. And Billy Zane, weren't they engaged? I mean, come on.
Yeah, Dave, do you wish people that are engaged to break up?
If it's not right, it's not right, boys. If it's not right,
it's not
right.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
There it is.
Okay, the easy one, the first one my mind went to, this does not hit my criteria, but I'll play a little. You see if you can figure out who we're talking about.
Edward?
If you ever touch her against her will again.
Don't do this.
She's not sure what she wants.
Don't do this.
Let me give you a clue. Wait for her to say the words.
Fine.
And she will.
Team Edward, Team Jacob.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Twilight.
I don't have a preference in that love triangle.
Well, if you kill Titanic and then you throw in Twilight, come on, man.
That's so good.
Texts are pouring in on the text line.
I don't like wolves. Oh.
You're not living with integrity, Dave.
If I thought that show was bad before, if I just listening to the audio, you're like, oh, that acting. There are some good actors there. They did not show it in that moment.
Waiting to use it later.
All right, so what's another one?
Okay.
Who were you, by the way? You were Team Edward, I assume?
Oh, Team Jacob. Edward was...
So you're cool with Jacob getting with Edward and Bella's daughter that somehow is weirdly grown
they
up
made
in
it
like
work.
2 weeks?
They made it work. No, the whole thing was awful. I didn't like... The thing I couldn't wrap my hand around is how anyone wanted Bella. Like, Edward was great and Jacob was great. Bella was the worst. No one's fighting over that woman.
I'm not going to be cool right now and just tell you all I haven't even seen them.
Stop it.
Mara.
I love it.
Listen, it's a guilty pleasure for a reason. It's terrible. But, yeah, we read it.
So you like that one. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you led with that, so let's see what else you got.
Okay, how about this one?
And since when did you quit the tire factory? You're not doing anything illegal, are you, Jake?
Maybe I am. So what? I don't ask you about your boyfriend. You keep your nose out of my life. Deal?
Who told you?
That's Sweet Home Alabama, isn't it?
Oh, there we go. Talk slow, doesn't Andy?
By the way, just this week, Reese Witherspoon had to point out that she, or Matthew McConaughey had to tell people, that's not me in that movie. It's Josh Charles.
He had to remind.
Because people are like, I loved you in Sweet Home Alabama. He's like, I wasn't in it.
That's not me.
He's just say thank you and move on.
This was one of my favorites because I like both. I like Patrick Dempsey and I like Matthew McConaughey.
I agree.
Dave, I'm looking at the text line right now. Somebody already texted in Sweet Home Alabama was one of the best because both guys were decent. Did you text your own show, Dave?
No. Good for me, though. Good for me to win that. Okay, here's it. I like to give you guys a deep cut. Tell me if you know this one.
I really like this girl. I really like her, too. No, I really.
This means
really
war.
Like her.
Whoa. Are you serious?
I love this one.
I love my this gosh. One.
When they go to the paintball course with Tom Hardy and Reese Witherspoon, I was crying laughing so hard.
That is That's one of my one. Favorite ones. I love that. Okay, we have 30 seconds, but I have to get in. I think this is the best love triangle.
I've loved you for 9 years. I've just been too arrogant and scared to realize it. And, well, now I'm just scared, so...
My best friend's wedding.
I love this one.
Well done. Yeah, this is a good one.
You've seen this one, Mara?
I have. Okay. I have. I can come through for you here.
The Notebook. What do you say about no? 10 seconds, guys. What's your best?
Spider-Man, number one.
Love triangle.
Peter, MJ, and Harry.
Gone with the Wind.
Steve Ooh. Wins.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Steve, well done. Nice job. Thanks, boys. Hey, look forward to the movie show coming up right now. Challengers.